Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Do.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God. I didn't know
the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders. You like what they did
there? Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself every time we record this podcast, under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu.
I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. An instinct I can justify. Big down the jump.
And I'm pleased.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said? Who is it?
O-M-G. Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more. Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I'm the voice of Dumois. If you've been tuning in, you know by now I'm using a voice distorter. I'll be using this voice from now on. And of course, this will not change the fact that I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about the upcoming Harry Styles concert, a blind item about a cheating actor-comedian, a cheating reality star, and an exclusive announcement about a beloved Bridgerton star. We also discuss nepotism babies and dish more on Britney Spears and Timothy Chalamet. We're discussing all of this and more with actress, podcast host, author, and former professional dancer Kelty Knight. You may know her as one of the hosts of the wildly popular podcast Lady Gang. Kelty is also an industry veteran and has brushed shoulders with many celebrities, including Taylor Swift and Harry Styles. She's absolutely amazing, so let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Do You. Today, I am joined by someone who actually, I think, and we didn't just discuss this, but it just popped in my mind. Was there a blind item written about you and then submitted?
I mean, I thought that's why you invited me on.
I just remembered.
I don't know if you ever got confirmation due, but there was a blind item about an annoying podcaster whose husband is in the music business. And everyone thought it was Jackie Schimmel, and she was really excited about it. And then someone wrote in after Jackie took the like, was like, it's me. She took the bait. And then someone wrote in, it's not Jackie, more annoying or whatever. And then people thought it was me.
That's so savage.
I was honored. And I wanted a trophy.
Oh my God. Okay. So everyone, you guys, if you haven't figured out who my guest is, it is Kelty Knight.
television personality, actress, annoying podcast host of Lady Gang, author, and my favorite, former professional dancer, which I did not know.
Yes.
And it says here that you danced on tour with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I did the VMAs with Taylor during, it was the Kanye year, actually. So I can't remember if I signed an NDA, but she's lovely. And I just remember that I was blonde at the time and they made me wear a hat. So she was the only blonde person in the like scene, which is very normal of celebrities. Like, you know, Olivia Pope used to be like the brightest, the costume designer made her the brightest thing in every scene. It's very normal. But anyway, I had to wear a gray hat and I still have the hat.
Wow, that is so wild. So she was great to work with because a lot of my audience are huge Swifties.
Yeah.
So
she was lovely. And you know what's cool is that then I started and her mom was like so lovely and gave me a Fearless pick after the show and I still have that too. But after that, then I got to like kind of switch gears. And, for the last 10 years I had been at The Insider and Entertainment Tonight. And when she was still doing interviews, I got to sit down with her a bunch of times and we had such a fun, I think, rapport that for some reason she added me to the PR list. So when she puts out a new record, I got the cardigan, I got the red scarf, I got the red ring. Like I get one of those,
wow,
like I'm Blake Lively kits. I'm sure it's someone on her team that was like, we should put Kelty on the thing. Like I can't imagine a world which Taylor's like, hey, that girl. But you know what? Either way, comes to my house from Taylor Nation and I am a happy camper.
Wow. That's major. So you have the ring, the Kathy Waterman ring?
Yeah. Well,
wow.
Is it the ring? Is there, it came, I don't know. It came in a little box and it's, is it real? I don't know. I don't think it can't be real diamonds, right? Anyway, it's beautiful. Live my life.
It might be. It might be real.
There's
it
no
looks
way.
Real.
It looks real, but I don't, there's no way. I think it's the one that she like sells on her website.
Oh, okay. Okay. But it's designed by Kathy Waterman, who is an amazing jewelry designer.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have been around so many celebrities. Can you just rattle off your favorite and for no specific reason, just, you know,
You
don't have to get into specifics. Just who warms your heart?
Jennifer Lopez warms my heart because she plays the game. You will wait 5 or 6 hours for her sometimes, but when she arrives, she's dressed amazing. She's always game. She knows how to interview and love on the press. So like when she shows up at the Golden Globes, she is ready to have fun and tell you stories and tell you about her outfit. And like, she just doesn't take herself too seriously. But at the same time, she's such a workaholic that she continually has new, amazing, exciting projects coming out. So for me, that's like a dream celeb. Cause she's just so interesting in every aspect of her life and such a professional. I know there's so, the other person I was thinking of was Kim Kardashian, because I know that viral Variety video went out a couple weeks ago where she's like, you just need to work. And like, listen, I don't think that she can possibly have a handle on like her own privilege. You know what I mean? I think it's really difficult, especially when you grow up privileged, to be able to like really see it for what it is. But I will say in her defense, that I have probably had 40 plus interviews, times, things that we've done together over the years. And she is the only celebrity on the planet that is ever perfectly on time. She is on time to a nose, where Kim is like, I will be there at 10 a.m. to do this interview. At 9:59, the whole little crew walks in and they're putting her gloss on. And at 10, she's ready to go. And that is so rare. So, you know, I mean, it obviously came off and went viral in a weird way, but I do think like she has a work ethic and a professionalism that she would not be where she is if she was like someone who was late or treated people poorly or anyway. Those are my 2 cents on 2 favorite celebs.
Wow. Well, I have to say, I'm really happy that J-Lo is one of them because I'm a huge J-Lo fan and I have received some really disappointing DMs in my 2 years time of running my Instagram account about her. Just that, you know, and I think you kind of said it, she's a workaholic. So I think that maybe sometimes that comes off the wrong way, but you know, they were disappointing to a fan to hear that maybe she's not the most approachable behind the scenes. The whole, you know, don't look her in the eye, no eye contact thing. So to hear another, you know, another side of it, I'm happy. So I love that answer.
Yeah, no, I think that, and I also would say that with 99% of the celebrities out there, a lot of that stuff and those boundaries are actually coming from the people around her and around them. So in my experience, I think just with celebrity culture, like, you know, there's a reason that these celebs have huge entourages because they are a level of protection for them, right? And like, you can imagine if you're Jennifer Lopez, the amount of energy vampires there are in the world. You have to go out and you have to be that fabulous and on. Like, it's impossible for any human being to be on 24/7. So I'm sure that to protect her and her window of tolerance as far as like her energy and, you know, she still has to go home and be a mom at the end of the night, like her team probably has protocol in place. And sometimes the stars don't even know that those things are being asked for. They're just pre-asked by the team because they think that's what's best for them. So I think sometimes, like, I obviously follow you and I see the blinds, and I think, you know, we do have to give, especially females, I think in Hollywood, a little bit of grace, because it is nearly impossible to be like, if a man walked by you and was kind of like, didn't want to look you in the eye, he'd just be like hot and mysterious. But when a woman does it, she's like a bitch. And I feel like people take that the wrong way sometimes. And I want everyone to like give them a little bit of slack. Sometimes.
I think that's a fair assessment, but I've also heard so many stories from private aviation crews about her. And in those instances, there's not really, you know, when they're flying private, there, I would assume that their entourage is limited. It's not as big if they were going to an award show or a talk show. So there's been rumors about her in those scenarios as well. But again, let's, you know, it's J-Lo. We'll cut her some slack. Let's just leave it at that. Let's leave it with your positive review of J-Lo.
I love her. I love her so much.
Yeah, I just had to get that in there because I've posted so much about it. It would be hypocritical if I just, you know, pretended that all those DMs didn't exist. So I just had to get that out there. And, you know, there's two sides to J-Lo. Let's just leave it at that. We love her. Mm-hmm. She, you know, keep doing her thing, girl. Okay, let's get into a couple updates. The first update is on Britney Spears. Last week, I spoke about how she was being courted to be the face of Versace in an upcoming campaign, and how she was invited to the Vanity Fair after party, but Sam was still waiting for his invitation, but of course, you know, he would be able to attend as her plus one. Since that episode came out, someone just, honestly, they hadn't listened to the episode and they sent me this DM and I said, oh my God, listen to the episode because it's very close to what you're saying. So let me just read the DM. It says, everyone is inviting Sam to parties with hopes that Britney will accompany him, but that she has been declining all invites, including Vogue's 73 questions. Apparently, she said, not until I'm in my house. I don't want to show my prison to the world. Also, Britney calls Sam her husband because her assistant, quote unquote, married them in Vegas, but it's not real. About Versace, this person said somebody was talking to them about a September photo shoot, but the person was upset because the person's already booked and won't be able to attend the photo shoot. So that just simply says that potentially in September there will be a photo shoot for Versace. So the married thing I wanted to just point out, because everyone was confused because she was calling him her husband in a recent Instagram post. So they got fake married, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Do you want to know my 2 cents?
Of course. Yes. Okay.
So I have a new television series called Superfan that I'm working on CBS. And of course, as a child of the 90s, like Britney Spears was like my number one ask if she would appear. And it's all about like super fans competing to kind of be the number one Britney Spears super fan, if you will. So I had reached out to her team that I have a great relationship with. And when they, you know, obviously they love the show and loved it for other clients, but the feedback that I got was that Britney is just really focused on Britney and she's not interested in working right now. So it sounds like, I don't know about the Versace thing. I do think it's kind of interesting because if you look at the new Versace collection, it's all of that like, oh my God, what's the song?
Oops, I did it again.
Oops, I did it again. So if you look at the new Versace ads, they're all wearing those tights, like the Oops, I did it again, like vinyl tights. It's like the look. Bella Hadid did it in Paris Fashion Week. Anyway, so there is like an interesting like, you know, side by side of that. But from what I got is that she's been working so hard over the past, you know, her whole career that she just like is not interested in working. And you know, you have to imagine that if you leave the house as Britney Spears, that's considered work. Like if you have to put an eyelash on, if you have to take the hair out of the pony, if you have to go anywhere where there's like security, like even going to a party like the Vanity Fair party, that would be considered a day of work for her. That's not fun times when you're on the beach in Hawaii and no one can get to you. You know, it's like a different kind of thing. So I'm not surprised by that. And I'm not surprised she's saying no. And I actually really like Sam. I interviewed him a couple years ago and I found him to be incredibly genuine. And I have like a pretty good bullshit meter. And I also think like a lot of people are like, he's just in it for the fame. If he was just in it for the fame, he would be long gone. We all know who he is. Like, it's not like he's been starring in Steven Spielberg movies because he's with Britney Spears. Like, I don't really see that it's helped his career in any big way. I think he really loves her. I think he really, really loves her.
Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Let me ask you, just playing devil's advocate, what she's gone through over the past 13 years obviously has affected her mental health. How much of it do you think she doesn't want to work, or how much do you think maybe she's just not ready in that capacity? Because I have heard, and I've said this, that there is a little bit of drama going on behind the scenes of what she's been putting out on her Instagram account. You know, she obviously has some familial issues that she is working through. So I thought, you know, just this is just my opinion. You know, if Britney were to do an interview, what maybe they're nervous of what's going to come out of her mouth at this point, because she's still angry and she's still emotional over the situation. So I wonder how much of it is that she just doesn't want to, or she's just not ready. So they're advising her to wait.
But like, I don't believe there's like a hidden they anymore. Like I don't think like they, who's they? Like I truly believe that she's getting these offers through her team and she's saying, I'm not interested in working right now. I'm taking some time off for me. Like that's the vibe that I got. So I don't know. And so I don't know who the they is. I think the they existed in the
conservatorship. I meant they as being her team, her manager, her lawyer. That's who I meant they. I didn't mean like the evil they that once ruled over her. I meant like actually her lawyer, who I've heard actually is pretty involved in, you know, her upcoming, all the offers that she's been getting.
Can you imagine how much money she's getting offered?
Oh,
it's like for an Oprah interview, for People magazine, for, I mean, that's the biggest story in the world is her, a book. Like if she did a book, if she did a whatever, but like, you know, I think in the time that I've spent around the most famous people in the world, like it's such an interesting juxtaposition because everyone wants to be famous until you're Britney Spears famous. And then you just want to hide. So I think it's like such an interesting thing. I'm not surprised she's not working. I am not surprised in the least that she isn't starting a new tour or she isn't saying yes to these parties and like going out. Like this is, it sounds to me like, and I mean, I don't know her personally. It sounds like this is a woman who wants to like sit at home, make popcorn with her boyfriend, husband, fiance, and like be in her sweatpants and dance around to like Dua Lipa songs. I mean, me too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I totally know what you mean. And she actually, her house is on the market. So the fact that she would say no to 73 questions, which would be so amazing if she ever did that, makes sense. That makes sense. So I guess, you know, TBD, it's all TBD. Everyone's just waiting on the edge of their seat to see what her first move is. So I think it's just a lot of support and excitement.
I don't know that there's going to be a move. I was thinking about this today. Like there's a world that we never see a Britney Spears concert. Oh. I know it breaks my heart too. But like, I really think she's going to just be a regular human for a while. And she's going to Cameron Diaz. She's just like, I'm done. Like, I don't want you to talk about my face and my wrinkles and my body. And like, I don't want to be a plaything for you in Hollywood anymore. Goodbye.
And she deserves to be that way. So
if she wants to live your life. Yeah.
I mean, I would like to hear from her in an interview or whatnot, but she deserves to have all the time in the world for herself. So the next quick update, it's very quick, is about Timothée Chalamet. So basically, I had hinted, this was a while ago, this was months ago, that he was flying a model out to see him in London while he was filming Willy Wonka. And the person who told me this information said I could not say the model's name. Well, today, someone, I guess the rumor is spreading because someone else messaged me today and said I was allowed to share it, heard from a source that Timmy Chalamet and Meredith Mickelson are hooking up. So that's who the model was that I was alluding to in the past. And I just wanted everyone to know I couldn't say her name before because I was asked not to by my first source. This person says it's fine to share. Do you know who Meredith Mickelson is?
Oh my God.
She's
so
a model.
Old. Okay, I'm going to Google it.
She's a model. Her brother actually sadly passed away recently. And she's a model. She's a gorgeous young model. I also want to say I'm sure he's dating a lot of girls, but this was the girl that I was referring to.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he's like a young, blonde, sexy movie star. Like,
right.
This doesn't seem like news to me. What's more newsy is like these behind the scenes of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, I just don't know about this movie, guys. I just don't
Why?
Know. I just like, I mean, the first one was so iconic and like it's a remake and like, I don't know. Like, is he going to be silly? Like, is it going to be cool? Is this like a Johnny Depp thing? Like, I don't know. I mean, live with your model. I'm not sure about this movie choice for you, Timmy. Timothée.
Oh, wow. I think it's going to be real. I can totally see him like killing that role.
I know, but like, is that a role that you want someone to kill? Like, I don't know that it's like that cool. I don't know. Anyway, I guess I'm not going to the movies. I'm not invited to the premiere. Like he's like in Little Women, I was like, I'm here and I'm way too old, but like, I'm here for you. Like, I feel all the things I feel when I watch Brad Pitt in Legend of the Fall. Like, this is your moment. You know, I just don't know. It's too silly for me, but.
Okay. Well, you could skip out on that one, but I mean, did you see Dune?
No.
I didn't either. I tried to watch it. I just, it didn't captivate me in the first 2 minutes. So I was out. I couldn't do it. But I hear it's good.
He's really, really lovely. I had an interview with him when he's doing Little Women, and we went to the Little Women house in Pennsylvania or wherever it is. Sorry, someone's going to be mad at me because it's like they have like the original house. And then and he was with like a bunch of the co-stars, and like just the friendships, the real like in between takes friendships that he had with people, and like the way he treats and respects the women in his cast was just like really beautiful, like really fucking cool. So I'm on team him. That. I'm not sure that I'm on team Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but I'm team.
That's
Tim.
Okay. We love to hear a respectful king. He's a respectful king.
He's
love
a respectful king. Yeah. He like really was like, he would always like throw the questions to the women, like, and be like, this is a great one for her because like, she's so iconic. And like, it was cool.
Well, I'm sure his fans will love to hear that glowing review of how he is during interviews. Okay. And then the last update is just a quick update. There is a Instagram account that everyone is going crazy about. It's called You Are Home. It's followed by Harry Styles. Everyone believes that it has to do with his upcoming album. It's just an Instagram account with the person who sent me the screenshot. It has on the feed just pictures of doorways. The same doorway with five with different backgrounds. Four pictures of doorways, and the account is called You Are Home. It's followed by Harry. Somebody sent it to me and they said, have you seen this? I said, yes, he must have something coming. And then they sent me the layout of an arena and said, this is the layout for his tour. And he has sections named hallway, bedroom, kitchen. So I guess the theme of his upcoming tour is something to do with home. Now, we know he recorded a song called Duvet. I don't know if
Duvet. Is... Yeah. Okay.
Like, you know, like a bet, like a
like
duvet.
Washing the duvet. It's laundry day. I can never get the buttons in right. Like that kind of vibe. Or like sexual duvet. Like, I wonder which way he'll take it. Like, can never get this thing to iron down properly. Yeah.
Wait, Kelty, what's a sexual duvet?
I don't know. Like if I was a songwriter and I was like writing a song about a duvet, you're super annoying to get on and off duvet cover. Like you're always a little bit wrinkly. Your buttons never match up. But like if you're Harry Styles and you write a duvet song, it's probably like a sexual thing. Like I want to roll around with you in the watermelon sugar of my duvet, right?
I mean, I never thought about it like that, but okay. Yeah, I guess. Now, have you met Harry?
Yes, I've actually been kissed by Harry Styles twice. Sorry for everyone else out there. I was an early adopter of One Direction. And then there was an era where One Direction did a ton of press, where they were doing albums and movies. And I saw them all the time. And Harry and I had a thing. I'll send you the video if you want to just put it in your blinds. It won't be so blind, but... I really got a kiss on the cheek at the American Music Awards from him, and they're all so lovely. And I think Harry is so, so talented. And I like his dance moves, and I like a high waisted pant, and I like his hair. I mean, I like a lot of things about him.
How was that kiss? How was that kiss on the cheek?
It was cute. I mean, it was, I want to just like, I get a lot of hate for a lot of things I've done on the red carpets over the years. And it was a different time. Let me just say that. It was a different time. It was a time when you were saying, oh my God, you look so sexy. Like, I mean, I don't interview people as my profession anymore. So, but like, there was a time when everything was like really fun and really like low key. And I would say like everyone's offensimeter was like low. So a lot of like the shtick that we did back in the day, like you couldn't early One Direction, you couldn't really do anymore. I would never like walk up to someone and be like, you look so sexy. Like that would probably get me canceled, you know?
Yeah. And
I wouldn't
probably...
like ask Harry Styles for a kiss on the cheek at the AMAs because I'm old. Like that would have like probably not gone over well, but at the time it was like real cute.
Oh, you asked for the kiss.
Yeah, I asked for the kiss because I was like, you're my favorite.
Oh, I love that.
Really
I love,
sweet.
You got to ask for what you want in life.
I mean, that's my go-to motto. But they were all really nice, you know? They were all like, I mean, there's always a couple of them I can't remember, but like the ones that are memorable were so nice.
I love that. Yeah, I only get really, really positive feedback about Harry. He's actually, there was like a time when anytime I was interviewed, all the interviewers wanted to know who were the nicest and who were the, you know, not so nicest celebrities. And he was always someone that I named as one of the nicest because I've never heard a bad thing about him.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting thing because they were so massive One Direction and have all gone on to like their own levels of fame in their own worlds. But I think it's a testament to the team they had around them at the time of One Direction that their managers and their publicists and their label people were just like some of the best in the business and very grounding for them. And so I think that's why you didn't see them like go off their rockers in the way that other bands have before and groups.
That's good to know because that's so important right there.
Yeah, it's easy to get distracted.
It is.
When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU.
Okay, well, let's get into the topics of the week. The first topic is something I received so many DMs about. So the just so you know, Kelsey, like how I picked the topics is what I get the most DMs about of that I've posted from the week. So this is just something that, you know, I actually would like your opinion on this. So it's something that I don't know why it just caused so much feedback. There was a post, it was actually an email, and it was in reference to, again, my podcast last week about a blind item about Armie Hammer hooking up with somebody from the cast of Euphoria. Okay, it wasn't my blind item, so I don't know the background. I just know that there's a blind item, and we were trying to figure out who it would be or if it's BS. Well, somebody sent an email about the blind item, and in the email, they used the term Nepo baby. Do you know what that is? Nepotism baby.
So that's the spawn of someone famous.
Right. So they said, you know, they were trying to like figure it out. And they said, well, you know, the only Nepo babies on Euphoria are Alexa, Demi. And I guess they said Maude, you know, maybe Maude Apatow. And everyone was messaging me like, how is Alexa, Demi a Nepo baby? And I said, I think the person made a mistake because she's not. Well, I found out. Do you watch Euphoria, first of all?
No, I'm like the worst at this. So I'm here okay. for you. I'm your support okay. system right now.
Okay. So I found out that Alexa Demi's father is Scott Wilson Vanerstrom, and he was the stepson. Okay, not biological. He was the stepson of Dennis Wilson, who was one of the founding members of the Beach Boys. And he was adopted by Dennis through his marriage to Scott's mother, Carol. But they divorced in 1968. And Dennis Wilson later died in 1983. So everyone was using Dennis Wilson as the reason why Alexa Demi is a Nepo baby. And I said, I don't think that makes her a Nepo baby. Now, just also to let you know, Scott Wilson Vannerstrom is also an actor. It was kind of like a debate in my DMs with everyone who was, you know, kind of saying like, her, first of all, it's so funny, it's telephone. So I got so many messages like, oh, her grandfather's the founder of the Beach Boys, or her uncle's the founder of the Beach Boys. Her father is the founder of the Beach Boys. Well, just so you guys know, her step grandfather, who I don't think she's ever really met, is Dennis Wilson. So I said to my audience, you know, someone like who is a true Nepo baby, it's like Gwyneth Paltrow, Maude Apatow, Dakota Johnson, Kate Hudson, Scott Eastwood. Like, these are the people who, you know, the list goes on and on. Liza Minnelli, is like the OG. You know, the list goes on and on. But what is your opinion? I just want to settle this once and for all because I received so many DMs. Is Alexa Demi a Nepo baby?
The case that you presented in front of me today, I do not believe that she is. However, sometimes it has to do with like the school you go to. So it's like if grandpa or whatever was the original Beach Boy and they had that Beach Boy early recording money, then did they invest that in ketchup? And then they had like ketchup money, and then they invested that in Tesla, and then she went to Hollywood High. And so like, then she would be a Nepo baby, I guess, by like association, but it seems like it's a very far stretch for this one. I think if your mom or dad can't take you on the red carpet at 9 years old to the premiere of their hot rom-com, then it really doesn't count.
Yes, I love that. I love that benchmark. I totally agree with that. You know, and also, I don't know why people want her to be a Nepo baby so bad. Like, give her credit for, you know.
Because it's cool. It's like no one is making it in Hollywood unless you have famous parents in any area. So like, yeah, it might've been her that put the blind in to try to get in that this weekly, like our favorite Nepo babies of the week, like article, you know, like, I don't know. It doesn't, my dad's a mechanic and like, it is not helping my career. I'll tell you right now, like, I wish I was someone's daughter.
So you think maybe Alexa Demi, like, I think it shows that, you know, it's harder to come up in the business without having any connections. So, you know, good for her for being a hustler and making it, you know, on her own. So I don't know why, you know, when everyone kept referring to TikTok, they said on TikTok, they call her a Nepo baby. And I think, you know, not that there's anything wrong. Like, I agree. I think it's cool too. Like, I wish I was a Nepo baby. Like, if a genie gave me 3 wishes, I think that might be one of them.
Kris Jenner would be my mother. Yeah. 100%. 1,000,000,000,000%. Like, yes.
Right. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just don't know why this caused, like, it caused such like a polarizing reaction with everyone. It was so crazy.
People are very polarized by like the privilege of a Nepo baby. I can see it because we're all the have-nots, right? Like the people who are watching you and listening to you and subscribe to you, they're the have-nots. Like Maude Apatow. Well, actually, no, that's not true. You have a lot of celebrity fans, so maybe I'm wrong on this. But anyway, I think a lot of the complainers in the world were like the people that are like, nothing ever happened for me. I had to pay for my own headshots. And they weren't taken by a famous photographer when I was 11. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. So, okay, we are saying that let's just like put a rest to this once and for all. She's not a Nepo baby. Okay. Even though her father is like, I would say maybe like a D-list actor, CD, like you've never heard of him. I Googled him.
You cannot even begin to put a pin in this until you figure out where she went to high school. Because that's really all that's going to matter. If she went to Hollywood High or she went to school somewhere with other famous kids because her dad was like on a Disney Nickelodeon series, like then possibly there's some Nepo baby in there.
Okay, that's a good point.
We need more information. We need to know where she went to school, where she went to college, like who she hangs out with. Like, is Willow Smith her best friend? And they met in Girl Scouts. Like, that could put her into Nepo baby.
Okay, okay. I do actually, people have sent me her yearbook picture because her age was also a, you know, a
everyone
point of contention.
About their age, though.
Right. Everyone lies about their age. Thank you for saying that. You know, she, you know, she shaved a good 7 years off, and God oh, wow. bless her. She looks
yeah.
it. Yeah.
I just did an article with LA Meg on the podcast on Lady Gang, and they said I was 38. And I didn't correct them. I saw it. They asked me and I saw it. And I know that I'm 40 and I didn't even correct it. I just let them put it in print.
Well, I thought you were going to say you're younger than 38.
Oh my God. I love you so much. Blind item. I'm 21. I've shaved 20 years off.
Okay. Well, moving on from Alexa Demi, who we love, but is not a Nepo baby. And, you know, I think some of my followers actually went to high school with her, so I will find out where she went to high school, or it's probably easily Googleable. But let's move on to a blind item that also caused a lot of stir in the DMs. Let me just read you the blind item. It says, this comedian actor who was recently married to someone very high profile and famous hooked up with someone I know recently. The girl he hooked up with is in her 20s, no one famous. I wrote this blind item myself. I wrote it based off of a DM I received. And the DM said basically exactly what I wrote. The girl he hooked up with is no one famous. I said to the person, are you serious? But let me just say that after I posted this, I received so many messages. Mm-hmm. And it was about this actor comedian. So I don't know if the internet is playing a practical joke on me, but there is chatter out there that this comedian is cheating on his wife. So somebody said, I heard somebody in response to the blind item said, I heard this too from a friend of the girl. Then she names who the blind item is about, but apparently they're in an open relationship. And I said open, and the person said allegedly. The girl said he brought her home from an after party in his car and they made out in her apartment. Then he blocked her right after, then unblocked her a day later and said he wanted to have sex with her. When was this? I say, last weekend. And by the way, the person who sent me this DM that I'm reading knew who the blind item was about. Like, she named the couple in her response. I didn't tell her who it was. Now, I told Kelty who it was, so she wasn't in the dark. I'm scared of this actress, so I'm scared to ever reveal it. But a lot of people did guess who it was, but I will not reveal who it is. I'm too scared. She scares me. I've been warned about her from the beginning when I started my account. I've been warned about her team. So
I just, like, this whole thing really upsets me and it's very traumatizing for me personally, because in my 20s, long before the internet existed in a big way, I had a D-list celebrity boyfriend who also went around telling people he was in an open relationship, and I was not privy to that information. I had no idea we were in an open relationship, and I feel like there's a couple things that stick out here. I feel like this is the percentage of people who live their lives in an open relationship. You do you. I'm not judging. I think is much smaller than we think. And so I feel like this thing gets thrown around where people are like, oh, they're in an open relationship. No, I don't think that happens as much as you think. I think it maybe is an excuse that men say or long distance couples say when they just want to get laid. The second thing that is just like the bummer of bummers about this story is that, like, I get so bummed out. Like, I realize, like, I'm a Hollywood four and that my husband is out doing his job, and like, he might sit on an airplane and check out a girl that smells like really Santali, and like, you know, maybe one day he might cheat. I don't know what's happening, but like, I'm a Hollywood four. So it's like, if he has the chance, like, maybe you want to get someone with a really great boob job and feel those boobies. Like, I don't know. But like, my whole thing is like, with these guys and these amazing women that are so beautiful and successful, like, it's like, God, if that's not enough for you, then like, I hate all the men. Like, I just, mm-hmm. I want there to be a point where it's like, it's enough. It's enough to have like one of people's, I don't even know if this person has been one, but like one of people's most beautiful, like you're not getting anyone hotter. So like, what is it? Like, is an ego, like, I don't know why people do this to each other. And it really bugs me. And I feel like the access is so big in Hollywood. And it's like, just every time I hear about one of these women, it just really bums me out.
Well, I will say looks aren't everything. And yes, this actress is top tier gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get any more beautiful than this actress and more successful. But, you know, who knows what goes on behind closed doors, you know? I can't imagine being...
You think people make stuff up, though? Like, to be honest, like, how much do you think is real and how much do you think is just a game of telephone, like you said earlier?
I read you the DMs exactly as I received them. So what do you think? And you know who it's about. I know you don't want to believe it, which is why you're resisting, because I didn't want to either. But this is where you have to use your intuition, you know? Like, the person who knew who it was about without even me telling them. I mean, this could be about a handful of couples and they guessed it.
I guess my point is, don't you think with the internet and screenshots and like your account, exactly what you do and how there's like people in every restaurant and every bar, like now kind of watching you if you go out and you're a super famous person. Like, I mean, that's shitty in some ways to live your life as a celebrity. I guess that's the pass off, but like, don't you think people would be more careful than like sending a message of like, I want to have sex with you? Like, that to me just seems like the wrong way to go about this too. So that's why I'm having doubts, because I just think like, I can't imagine that people are that fucking dumb, but I guess they are. They are.
Well, men are stupid. That's number one. Number two, this person, this celebrity, this male celebrity has been known to slide in the DMs. So to hear that there is DM conversations going on was not surprising to me. You know, if I received this message about, let's say, Leonardo DiCaprio, I'd be like, come on, he's not DMing, you know, girls on Instagram.
Sure. But like, you're an idiot if you are.
I know. I mean, listen, the bottom line is with stuff like this, and I say this all the time, we'll never get a confirmation. You know, we'll never know the truth.
Yeah.
It's a rumor.
Yeah.
You know, if it's true, and if, you know, sometimes I think to myself, I hope that she hears about this rumor, you know, like, I hope that if she doesn't know, maybe if the rumor is around enough, spreads enough, you know, she gets an inkling of what's going on, because how hurtful is to have that to happen to you behind your back and not have.
It's awful. It's actually like. It when it happened to me, and like, obviously I'm not like an A-list couple, but like when it happened to me, I felt like my whole life that I had lived had been like a big lie, like everything, because it's like, you have to peel away the layers and you're like, wait, all these friends I thought were my friends had known about this. All these people were covering, like, it's like this can of worms that you can never get to the bottom of. And so incredibly hurtful. So like, you kind of want to tell the person, but also you don't want to tell the person. And then also, I think like in our hearts of hearts, women, our intuition is so real. And I do feel like if you're a woman and this is happening to you, you're probably feeling it in your gut and you're just trying to ignore it, or you're having a come to Jesus moment, you know?
So I can't get a grasp on where you land on this. Are you thinking that it?
I'm trying to avoid the conversation at all costs because I don't want it to be true.
Okay. Okay. Then let's move on.
I do not want this to be true. In my mind, it is not true.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Then let's move on to another cheating DM I received,
right,
about a married reality couple. Someone sent me this one. This to me was for some reason more upsetting than the A-list couple.
Because we care more about because we expect.
I guess.
I care so much more about reality stars than I do about real stars. I mean, okay. I know, like, I'm so much more invested in the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City than I am in, like, movie stars that are going to the Oscars this year. Don't care.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this married reality couple, the husband was out last weekend cheating on the wife. My response was, what? Come on, seriously? And the person said, yes, I don't have pictures, but a lot of people were taking photos, so I'm sure you'll get some. I have not received any, and I don't want to receive any. Mm-hmm. So please don't send me any, because, you know, situations like this, like, yeah, I run a gossip page, but they do bum me out, like what you're saying, you know? It's like, it's a bummer. I don't want bad things to happen to celebrities, you know, if they're people too. So I just don't send me pictures, but this is a bummer. And it's a young reality show married couple who I also told you it was about, but you said you didn't watch the show. So maybe you don't feel as strongly about it.
I don't feel as strongly about this, but I have a question about this too. Like, what constitutes, not to get all Judge Judy on us, but like, what constitutes a cheating? Like, if there were so many people around that could take a photo, like, was there penetration, like, at the bar banquet seating? Like, what, like, cheating can look like cheating and it's not cheating, right? So it's like, this one seems fishy to me, because it's like, if they were out at a bar and he's like whispering in some girl's ear and like getting close to them, people can assume that, yes, that's something, but that's like actually just trying to hear each other in a bar. Like, is the dick out? Like, is she kissing him? Like, I need more details.
Okay. I agree. It could just be flirting. It could be close talking. Again, I don't know. You know, I think all couples are different. So you have to decide if in your relationship that's appropriate, you right. know, for you.
Right.
Some people would consider that to be borderline cheating. Some wouldn't. But I think that's a case by case basis. But right. yes, I didn't ask because, again, like I just said to you, like I didn't want to know. Like, I don't want to know this about this person. Again, you know, they're young, they're married. I didn't want to know, but it's, you know, again, like, I hope I don't hope it's true, but if it is true, I hope she finds out, because being kept in the dark is almost worse than having it happen.
Well, an interesting point to bring up. So we just finished over at Late Again. We just finished this year long investigation because we're doing a new book called Lady Secrets. And I think I had DM'd you about this at some point. And one of the secrets that so many girls called in with was that when they go out for like business or they're on an airplane and they're solo, like these are long term married people. They like take their wedding ring off, or they sit at a bar and pretend they're single just to see what will happen. Like, they don't go home with them. They don't kiss them. Like, nothing mm-hmm. happens, but they definitely flirt. And it's just because like they've been with the same person for such a long time and they're bored and they want to feel sexy again, or I don't know, like there's a bunch of different reasons, but like, I do think that happens more, and I don't consider that cheating. And I guess that's my line in the sand. Not that I do it all the time, sorry to my husband, but like, there's like this ego animalistic thing where like, if you're sitting on the plane and you're the guy next to you's hot, like you kind of want to be like, how are you? You know, like, I don't know. So I don't know if this person is out and they're at the club and someone's talking them up and like, maybe doesn't know who they are. Like they're having like, they might've been flirting, you know, but is flirting yeah. cheating? Like every relationship has their own thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
it's like, and sometimes if you're in show business, the like flirting and blah, blah, blah bullshit is like how you get your next gig. So I don't know. It's really hard for me to say anything.
I don't think he was trying to get a gig, but you know. But let's hope that there wasn't any, you know, swapped saliva.
Right.
Or dicks out, as you said.
Right.
At the
bar. It's like some people, some women feel like if your man even, or, you know, other woman, like whatever kind of couple you are, like looks at someone else or approaches someone else, like that's a breaking of your vow, if you will. So, you know, everyone has their own kind of rules too.
Right. Well, on the other end of the spectrum, I have some good news. I received a DM that a former Bridgerton star had a surprise wedding. It was super small, only two guests and witnesses.
Was it the hot guy that only did one season?
Yeah. Roger Jean Page.
He already is married?
I don't know how reliable this is. I'm going to be honest with you guys. It came from someone who I've never spoken to before. It just someone said, can I tell you a secret about our favorite former Bridgerton star? And obviously I was said, yes. And they wrote surprise wedding. And then they said one of the witnesses and guests was someone from the show, but they were using emojis. So I don't think I got the name. I'd have to go back and see
this
who the other guest
was. Sounds like they had some skinny girl margaritas and then decided to make up some gossip and get noticed by you. I feel like
it could be true.
I think the guy from Bridgerton is so excited about being famous. There's no way he would waste his wedding on a secret wedding. That's a People magazine exclusive for sure.
Okay. That's a good point. I mean,
like,
we'll
when you're
see.
Newly famous, you're not having a secret wedding. Secret wedding.
You're right.
When you don't want people to be in your backyard. These people are brand new fame, new money. You're given the exclusive.
But he also is very private about his personal life. He's not out there. It took a while for the paparazzi to catch him with his girlfriend. He wasn't out there right away prancing around with her. People didn't know who she was. It was like, who's this mystery girl? So I guess, you know, we'll see if there's an announcement. The other announcement I have is that Sarah Shahi, is that her last name? And Adam Demos are engaged from Sex Life. Happy for her. The last thing I just want to touch on quickly, I wanted to get your opinion, is why do you think Rachel Zegler was not invited to the Oscars?
Well, I have a question. Is Ansel going to the Oscars?
That I don't know.
Like, is it just
I would assume
thing?
Yes.
Right.
I would assume, yeah. He, you know, he has a famous nepotism.
He's a nepo baby, yeah. I once interviewed Ansel, and it was during the Divergent series, which was many years ago, but I said something to him and he said, but you wouldn't get it. And I said, why? And he was like, well, you know. And then I was like, are you saying I'm old? And he nodded. Yeah. So Ansel, or his DJ name, Slow-Mo or whatever it is. I think award season is kind of a bust because they can only have so many people in the room. I was actually talking about this in bed with my husband last night. I was like, poor girl, this was her moment. He's like, yeah, but she's not nominated for solo award. I was like, none of my Emmys are solo Emmys either. And I wanted to get dressed up and be there for my group show Emmy. Like, it's a big fucking deal because you work so hard. And, you know, she could have worn like a designer dress and had a real fashion moment. And she was lovely in that movie, even though I will say Justice for Tick, Tick, Boom, thought it was way better. But like, I feel bad for her. They blamed it on COVID. But then I also heard, I think on your site, that it was because she's like the new Disney princess and they don't want her to get COVID because she's like in production right now. So there's a big thing. If she goes to this big party, she's probably going to get sick. And then.
No, I didn't say that. That's what another rumor that's going around. Okay. This is what I heard, and I haven't posted about it. I heard that allegedly the Academy didn't realize who she was and didn't pay any attention to anyone from the film unless they snagged a nomination.
I mean, I don't think that's the way it works, though, people. Like, that's not.
I mean, this is from a tier one source. They said the worst part is it's such a huge error that they're having to double down and maintain it was simply a procedural issue and not the obvious ignorant BS it was. The Academy hates to admit mistakes.
I just, okay, and I'm a tier level H source, but I feel like. I feel like the way it works with these things is like the publicity team for the movie, whoever made that movie, Sony or whoever made it, they put forth their list. So you have to like, it's the same thing as the Grammys. Like,
it's like, if you want to be nominated in that category, you have to like pay. I don't know if they, you have to pay, but like for the Emmys, I know like when they put in Entertainment Tonight, they put in Entertainment Tonight in all the categories that you could be nominated in. And then they have a list of like the 20 people that are involved in that production that would get to share in that credit if they won. So it doesn't not make sense what they're saying, that like they could just decide that they didn't know someone well enough to be a part of it, because it's really up to each film studio and each production to put those people up for those awards and get them in contention. So it may go back to the studio where they were like, oh, we really feel like the Anita girl is like such a standout. We're going to push so hard for her to get the award, and we're not going to like invest in Rachel maybe. But it doesn't, like, I don't think the Academy controls who gets those best picture seats. Like, I think you get nominated for best picture and you get 15 seats. Who you want to give those seats to comes down to the studio and the production, in my humble opinion, that has no idea how it works. But that's how it works at other award shows. So,
well, did her film get nominated? I don't even know.
Yeah, so West Side Story is nominated for Best Picture. And so normally when these shows, it's the same at every award show, the Emmys, the SAG Awards, like that's why the cast of Glee, they all have Screen Actors Guild Awards, but they didn't actually, Jenna Ushkowitz didn't win Best Supporting Actress SAG Award, but they won Best Show.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So they all get an award. So usually when your big movie is nominated, like, and you're part, even if you don't get a solo nomination for Best Actress, like you would still go as represented from the
right
movie.
Of the film. And you know, maybe this is a COVID thing. Maybe they limited the amount of people that they were
That's
inviting.
What I think they
but
did.
Right. So this they did say in the DM that the Academy was focused on the nominees and their plus ones. And because she wasn't a nominee, now I take that as a single nominee, she was overlooked, not a cast nominee. So I think that's more likely what happened. I don't think it has anything to do with Disney and Snow White. And
I agree. I think it's probably that West Side Story, to be honest, I don't think they're, you know, a huge, like, they have nominations, but they're not like the, you know, Shape of Water was the year it won or whatever. So they probably have 10 seats and they're like, okay, we need Spielberg there with his plus one. We need, you know, the girl that is actually nominated, you know what I mean? So they're like figuring out how they're going to spend their 8 seats. And so, you know, it's really disappointing for her. My heart breaks for her, because this is like the kind of role that you just like die for, and you never, you know, it's like, it's so hard to get to the Oscars on anything, on any ballot. So
I agree.
And it can make or break a career. You wear that dress, that pink Prada with the sparkly, with the pointy nipples, Anne Hathaway, and no one ever forgets it. Like it's career making fashion.
Well, hopefully, you know, that now that she's spoken out about it, which, you know, good for her for saying something, maybe that will course correct and she'll have her moment. But yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion on that. So we are out of time. I mean, I could talk to you for hours. And I just want to say, I don't think you're annoying. So whoever wrote that blind item, I don't know. I don't know who you rubbed the wrong way.
A lot of people. You know what it is? It's because I'm not afraid of telling everyone that I want to be successful, and I expose the game as it's played. So I'll be like, I'm going to this red carpet and I'm going to wear the exact same dress that Zendaya wore 3 weeks ago so that I can get into Who Wore It Better. Like, I expose the games people play, and people find that very thirsty and annoying, but I'm just trying to let all those other bitches know how to play the game. So you're welcome. And I'm actually giving a service.
Yes. And you're honest about it. So how could people be mad about you being honest about it is what I say. It's not like you're trying to hide it.
I know. I mean, I am disappointed that we did this entire podcast and you hid your face. So I still have no idea who you are. My search will continue, but it was lovely meeting you ish over voice call.
I see you trying to like look through the black screen. Like, you're really looking very hard through the black screen.
I mean, your producer even calls you like a secret name. I mean, this is like top tier mystery. Do you know how many people want to know who you are? I just love it. I think it's fascinating. I think it's really fascinating, and I'm sure very overwhelming.
It's not overwhelming, because my name like literally means nothing. I mean, you're talking to me right now. I'm not a secret celebrity. I'm not, you know, I'm not know, anyone.
If your name is like Sarah in real life, it's going to be such a bummer.
I mean, I don't know like what people think it is. Like, I don't.
Like, I hope you're like Anastasia or something.
Like, I mean, do I sound like my name is Anastasia, Kelsey? Come on.
Like, I hope you're not like Beth.
I mean,
No shade to the Beths and the Sarahs of the world. You have great names, but like, you know, like, I hope you have, you're something exciting back there. Anyway.
Well, tell everyone where they could find you.
Please, please, please. Okay. So I have a podcast, Lady Gang. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. And I have a new, this is what I really wanted to tell everyone. So I have a new show called Superfan. It's coming out on CBS. And we're looking for the superfans of six artists, Pitbull, Shania Twain, Kelsea Ballerini, Little Big Town. I'm forgetting some, Gloria Estefan, LL Cool J. So if you are a fan of any of those, please go to superfancasting.com. We have about two more weeks to cast the fans and we're already, oh my God, they're so good. But anyway, you're going to get to compete and show that you're the number one fan in the world and get like crazy prizes. And the star is going to be there. So you're going to like be with Shania.
I think I posted a flyer for this casting. So yeah. So you guys, if you're interested in this, if you didn't catch all that information, there is in my highlights, in one of my most recent highlights, there is a slide. Just look for Pitbull. Because he's like the face of it.
Yeah.
And it has all the information. Well, thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure. I hope we get to do this again.
For sure.
So we could talk longer. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Ooh, I can't wait. Bye.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at DeMoi.